Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders fields and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Babe Ruth in the World Series. I'm 130,000 schools and colleges and 326,000 churches where my people worship God as they please. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I am an editorial in a newspaper. And I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. I'm Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I'm George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, and Jonas Salk. I'm Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, Tom Sawyer, and Walt Disney. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the entire world. I am the nation.
Are we on?
Yeah, I think we're on.
Well, good afternoon, folks. This is Bill, Chad, and Lonnie. We got Linda and Yo in the chat room, and we're calling in and filling in for Miss Linda tonight, our favorite teacher, and in my opinion, Miss Terry, our favorite teacher, in my opinion, one of the few teachers I'm hearing out there that even has a clue. You know, when I was young, we grew up, we seemed to master math and science and all these things pretty well. Yet today, with Common Core especially, and it's like they're taking your kids knowing any math or science or anything like that away from them. They got to rely on a machine to do math. Anybody ever been in one of those fast gas station or any place, fast food store, whatever, where something's not working and the cashier cannot add or subtract? I mean, That's the kind of world we're creating and leading to. If you actually watch the Agenda 21 for Dummies, it'll tell you about that in there. And this was put out several years ago. So, kind of odd that video says something that now they're trying to actually foist on our kids and stuff in the schools, where 3 plus 4 might equal 20.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. It's a dumbing down of society. At the same time, they're screaming, we got to bring in more educated people because our workers can't do these simple jobs. Bull. They don't want to give our workers a chance to do those jobs. They don't want to put the time in putting a person on a job and teaching them how to do it. And they would still have to do that no matter who they hired. There are jobs out there. There's a lot of lazy people out there that don't want to work.
They either don't want to work, or they think they have to have $12 an hour, or they
don't work, you know.
And that's not where you start. You got to start from the bottom and work yourself up.
And that's life. Life is like that. Everything's not handed to you. Everything's not a bed of roses. There's going to be some ups and downs.
And downs. There's going to be rocks in your path, and you're just going to have to get yourself around them.
Yeah. Until people start standing up and taking personal responsibility in their lives, instead of depending on the government, so many people out there have this misconception that the government has money. Honey, anything the government gives out, they got to take the money away from us taxpayers to do it.
They don't have no money. It's just us.
No, they don't. This whole Charlie Rangel, my friend Charlie, tax dodging Charlie. How many times has he been caught for tax dodging? 5 times, something like that. And Charlie wants to come out here and act like he's religious. Charlie has no conceptions of the Bible. He wants to take one paragraph and try to make the whole book. You can't do that. It says stuff in there about people that are sloven, people that are lazy. It says something in there about working. Charlie never takes all that. Charlie has no right to make any calls on anybody going to hell. No man has that right to that kind of a judgment. Only God can make that judgment. That's what he's talking about when he says, thou shalt not judge. No man has the right to judge if someone's going to hell or not. You can kill them, but you don't have the judgment on whether they're going to hell or not. Neither does Charlie. I'm sorry, Charlie, there's another part of that Bible that says, as you judge, so shall you be judged.
So look out.
And I've seen too many on both sides of the aisle, and those that are in nothing to do with politics. I want to bend the words here and there and here and there. The truth is, if Charlie Rangel had stood there and told the truth to the people, he would have told them. We wanted $60 billion increase. We only got a $39 billion increase. And that's what he's calling a cut. They still got a big $1 billion in increase. They just didn't get as much as they wanted. And they want to call that a cut. Nobody got cut. Nobody's being put off because of it. It was a misleading lie perpetrated by Charlie Rangel and those on the left. A scare tactic. And we see so many of them. You kind of get tired of the scare tactics. You get tired of the babbling back and forth between the two parties, this and that. I do. I left the Democrat Party many, many years ago because of their actions and because of some of the people that they were electing, and I was hearing the words come out of their mouths, and I couldn't believe these people were even American. And then I look at the Republican establishment.
They're just as bad.
They are just as bad. There's a thing called Agenda 21. I harp on it a lot. Miss Linda knows, I've been involved fighting Agenda 21 for a long while, since 2007, 2006 time. And at first when I started fighting Agenda 21, there was a handful of people that knew what I was talking about. Very few. Today there are thousands and I would wager millions. There's millions around the globe that know what Agenda 21 is. Although our government will lie and everything. You can find a video on the internet. It'll show you that George Bush Sr. was the one who brought it out in the open, talking about it, this and that, this and that. He left office, or while he was in office, Nancy Pelosi introduced it on the House floor. She was the speaker. It got defeated. Then they changed the name, trying to dodge it, just like they did with the health care bill. They kept changing the name of it, trying to dodge the fact, and they started calling it sustainable development. Bill Clinton went around Congress, went to the UN, just like John Kerry just did with the small arms, the arms deal he just signed, went right around our Congress and signed it anyway at the UN. Then George G.W. Bush came into office, and he started implementing things, parts of it, trying to push parts of it. NAFTA was involved in there. The NAU, which are, there's a new thing out. Linda is going to come on here in a few minutes, I'm hoping, and talk to us about it. But it's a new bill they're going to try to slide by while we're watching the battle over the health care bill and the budget. They're going to try to slip this other one by. And it's basically implementing, setting Agenda 21 into place across the country. We can't trust these people. That's just the sadness of it. I'm going to be getting a hold of my congressman and my senator. I want them to know that I'm aware of it. But so far, I've not even been able to get an inkling out of any one of them that they even know what Agenda 21 is.
No, they deny everything.
And it's odd because I can name so many of these politicians that were sitting in Congress the day that Pelosi introduced it. They damn sure know what it is. They just don't want to admit it because they're a part of it.
Well,
that's the biggest threat to our nation. This is global agenda. Where the elite will rule. Do people even pay attention to these people that are talking about world depopulation? Well, that's part of the agenda. And any of you out there who just want to sit back and ignore what's going on, I just got one question. Show me, explain to me how you think you will be one of the 500 million to a billion left when they do their depopulation.
Well, I think we just turn it the other way around and take the government and all that out and leave those good people. Make them the people.
Greed for power and wealth. And it's odd because you'll hear the left gripe about greed and all this and that. But they never mention the greedy on their side. The Dianne Feinstein. The Nancy Pelosi, the Bill Gates, the Michael Bloomberg's.
We got another caller coming in. Linda?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Bill.
Hi, everyone. And, Bill, you just continue on. I'm kind of taking a little snack here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's gotten to the point that the media can't be trusted. They should all have to run a page before they even come on that says truth is not, you know, don't expect the truth.
No.
Because they're not going to tell you the truth. How many times have they all been caught in lies? Even Fox has jumped in there, and they're just as bad as the others. You cannot trust, that's the sadness, you cannot trust the media. In my local area, we have a place, Columbus, Indiana. We have the Republic, what the name of their news media is there. The Republic doesn't talk like the Seymour Tribune. These papers are all owned by the same people. They have mentioned one time about Benghazi, and that was when they were Seymour. It was an article they ran the day after attacking the video and the First Amendment. They have never printed anything since. That's the kind of things we have. They're doing the Agenda 21 things with comprehensive plans and stuff. And
right.
If you bring them up, like I asked my state rep why he had signed on to a county comprehensive plan that was the first step to Agenda 21, and he asked me what my point was.
Probably should have told him, what's the point of you trying to rerun for office, because we're not voting for you, you rat.
Well, I didn't have to respond, Linda. There were so many other people who responded at that, I didn't have to respond.
Good. So, also, I noticed you posted a lot of stuff on Patriot Families on Blog Talk and Facebook and everywhere else, and I did the same thing, because Ron wrote that deal right after my show, and on that Senate Bill 793, I believe it is. Well, I sent it out to everybody here in my groups. I posted it so many times. A lot of people have picked up on it. Terry Kiley, Pat Hitley from here, others. So We got to run with it. Tonight after the show's over, because they're going to vote on this within the same time they're voting for these CRs, the resolution stuff. They're going to be voting on this, and nobody knew about it until Ron found it. I'm telling you, they do this every single time. It's the Mandrake mechanism. They just watch the other hand every single time.
It is. It always is.
So I'm giving emails to ISA. I'm going to Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Mike Lee, because those are the only people who are going to listen to me anyway. Boxer and Frankenstein ain't going to listen to me. So I don't even bother with those coneheads.
I'm going to spread it anyway. Oh, I still go on the people that I can't get to, too. I still go on their pages in a newspaper or wherever I can, and I make a response. I want them to know that there's some out here that's on to them.
Right. Yeah, I could do that too. There are days. There are days, Bill. It's funny because yesterday, Mike, when you talk about the media, Mike Fassi, he just threw his TV out. He said, I don't even watch it anymore. And Michael Magic, a year ago, he dumped all cable except for internet and telephone, and he just got the big rabbit ear. And it works fine. And that's all he uses, man. And he's smart. That's not what I'm about to do. So,
my congressman made a post today, something about Nancy Pelosi or something. I don't remember exactly what the thing was, but it was kind of along the lines of climate control.
Yep.
And I let him know. I asked him. I mean, he was against it. And I asked him to get us a list of everyone invested in the carbon exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had that list, then the world would know right away that it was a scam.
Sure.
It is a Ponzi scheme.
Worse than that. It's just
Create something that we can tax and make money off of. So we'll do a carbon tax. We'll say there's man-made global warming, and we'll do a carbon tax, and all of us who are invested in these carbon exchanges will become trillionaires. Not billionaires, trillionaires.
Overnight.
Be right back.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You still there?
Yeah, I was reading what I turned around here and was reading.
You got quiet. I was like, wow.
I thought Chad was going to say something.
I'm getting ready to.
It just kind of got quiet.
I'm still here.
And I always let people know when I go out and talk. At my age, I'm not doing this for me, people.
Oh, I know.
I'm doing this from my heart because I love my God, and I love my country, and I love the people of my country.
I don't love my country, I know.
My country I don't love. I don't love the crooked politicians that's trying to take control and play us for suckers.
Yeah.
They're trying to steal all the wealth away from us while at the same time they're padding their pockets.
Taxing that.
Well, taxes is usually because somebody failed at balancing a budget, overspent, so they got a tax to make up for it.
We taught that a long time ago on balancing checkbooks and stuff.
And Joe's right. I look at my grandkids and stuff. I look at other people's kids. I see Chad's kids. I see other people's kids. And the thoughts that run through my mind is, why is my government trying to destroy their future? Why is my government full of liars on both sides of the aisle?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Why are all these people just taxing us, fining us, anything they can to take away from us, while at the same time they are filling their pockets?
Oh, yes.
The Democrats got the wealthy. Well, let's look at the Democrats sitting in Congress and the Senate that's been sitting there for a while. Let's look at their wealth and how much it's grown since they had office.
Yeah.
You mean by millions? Yep. It's evil. I know.
I see where California is going to try to pay $10 minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you know what that idiot was saying today? He was actually had a microphone in front of his face. I almost dropped my teeth. This idiot is such a Keynesian Marxist. He thinks that there's a finite amount of wealth in this nation because he said that he's opposed to businesses disproportionately extracting wealth from the nation's wealth. What the hell is he talking about? These people,
wealth would the nation have?
You know what? This guy got his math and economic studies from Common Core, I'll tell you right now. Holy smokes.
here we are on Patriot Education. Let's be real. These people that are doing all these things are supposed to be educated.
They're not.
They can't do math. They can't do real math.
They lie and they don't care.
Numbers, which are never right.
It's the old number game.
It's going to come in at this cost. Nothing that the government has ever proposed has come in at the low cost they gave you. It is always, look at it. The record is just, there's no way around it. It has always cost more than they proposed it would.
Take a look. When you talk about education, take a look at the eras and the places, especially in California, and look at all the big universities and all these Ivy League schools. Where do you think they got all this indoctrination from? From the school system and the university system and the crazy Marxists who are teaching there. I would venture to say that in every university except for Hillsdale and Liberty College and the others that are private, you know, the ones that are conservative, on all those liberal campuses, there's probably 1%, if we're lucky, of conservative people teaching there. I'm telling you.
I think that every one of these professors and everyone elected to office should have to take a Minnesota multi-personality inventory and the results be posted for all of us to read so that you know that you're putting insane people in these positions.
How about we get the FBI criminal mind profilers for serial killers and psychopaths? Let them profile these rats. Oh, my God,
see,
they're crazy.
That personality inventory would tell them that.
Yeah, I know.
It'll pick it up. It'll show up.
All you have to do, you know, I mean, you and I can figure it out when Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi open their mouths. When you got people like Pelosi and Reid spouting off this insane stuff out of their minds, they remove all doubt. I mean, the minute you hear them speak, there's no question.
Where does Pelosi live?
Well, she supposedly lives, I think, in the San Francisco area because that's where
in California, right?
Yeah.
I think that Jerry Brown should step out there and demand Nancy Pelosi pay that $10 minimum wage to her workers in American Samoa, who she has an exemption from paying the minimum wage to.
What, at her vineyards? That rat. She's a rat.
It's the fruit company she owns.
Oh, she's got vineyards, too. I'm sure she doesn't pay anybody anything.
Yeah, I can guarantee you when that water was diverted from the valley down there, her vineyards didn't get diverted.
Oh, not at all. Oh, no. And I'm sure Frankenstein didn't, you know, whatever, it didn't affect her because, and Barbara Boxbrain, the same, you know, these people are just, they're off the wall. They are so off the charts. There is no tethering to reality with these people. They live in this bubble that they have created. Like Ron said, they have built a box, and they can't get out of it with a jackhammer. That's how disgusting they are. Fill the box up with water.
Our current elected system is idiocracy.
It's non-existent.
You'll know what I'm talking about.
It's crazy, Bill. I know.
We're the public. We're the other guy that's looking at them like, what in the world?
I know. I agree. It boggles the mind. And every time, and then what was that one I just saw today on Facebook with President, the Caliph in Chief, talking in front, what was it, was he talking in front of the UN again and saying that the old order is done? Did you hear that? This is who he is. It's sickening. And still the sheep will sleep. What does it take?
Well, you know, they can say what they want, but in my eyes, the way I read things, it's all going as it was supposed to go, and it's only going to get worse.
I know.
You haven't heard a word out of this administration about the Christians being murdered all over the world and all these other countries.
Nope.
At the same time, though, here in this country, Obama and his elected are doing everything they can, his minions, to attack Christianity here, trying to outlaw it here.
And they're also turning a blind eye to all of the mosques, especially that one that was in Massachusetts that the Sarnoff brothers came out of, and all the people who have been indoctrinated that used to be moderates out of that mosque who are now in jail for crimes against the United States and national security. Nobody talks about this, but it was on For the Record on Glenn. Glenn will cover it. At least he does that.
Because the media is complicit in all this.
Oh,
the media is complicit in this global elite crap.
Right. I'm envisioning gallows with many ropes hanged. I'm telling you, these people should be hanged for treason.
I don't know what they think, but when all hell breaks loose, do they think that they're going to be left out of it?
Well, I think that they do, because they're probably think they're going to be shuttled into those underground cities they've been building forever. And you know they've got them. They've been storing food, and there's tons. I've seen those things on YouTube's on Facebook. It's all over the place. They're in Tennessee. They're in Baltimore. They're in where those guys, the little rats, can scurry to and try to hide from us. They know what's coming. And then they got the foreign troops up here and the rest of the who are they're arming to the teeth and their agencies. How many? 40, at least 40 government, alphabet soup agencies are armed to the teeth to take care of it while they're underground. Yeah, right. I got news for these clowns. We still outnumber them, Bill.
Isn't it wild how the IRS had to hire SWAT teams to put the health care bill in?
So did DHS and the EPA. What the hell is that about?
Well, there's over 70 government organizations that have been armed.
I thought it was 40, but I guess it could be higher. Yeah, of course.
It's 70. It's over 70.
God.
And the American people don't get that?
They don't know about it. They're too busy going to the games, watching stupid stuff like Breaking Bad, The Kardashians, all the rest of the nonsense. They listen to PMS LSD, and then they walk away, and they don't know jack. They don't read anything.
Damn,
unless it was written by Howard Zinn or Saul Alinsky.
I try watching my Senate and my Congress a lot, but I get so perturbed by the ignorant spouts that come out of their mouths. It's like, you can't stand up first. Why ain't somebody jumping up and saying, wait a minute, you're fucking lying through your teeth.
Oh, I know.
I'm like Davy Crockett. I'd have had to tell that whole Congress and Senate if I was in there to go to hell.
Exactly. Well, the people like John McShane, this man is despicable coming after Cruz. This man is not a Republican. He is not a conservative. He is a communist. He's a communist and a traitor.
Look at McCain. McCain's been to the Bilderberg meetings and stuff. He's listed. McCain is one of those global elitists that thinks that he's an Agenda 21 supporter.
Might as well be a Democrat.
And there's,
a history of voting against his party.
Right. And who was the other one? I didn't get to see the whole story, but wasn't it Krauthammer was talking some more jive garbage?
Yeah,
Krauthammer
was wrong on Ronald Reagan 3 times, and he was wrong on George Bush. Krauthammer, he may be good on some things, but that right there was just his ignorance.
Yeah, too much of that going on.
I have suspected for a while that Krauthammer was, he was a supporter of the GOP establishment.
Well, look, there's a lot of that on
Facebook and stuff out there because people are attacking Ted Cruz. So
I know.
Got news for people. Ted Cruz did something that very few of your elected will ever do.
That's right.
He kept a promise.
Kept a promise and told the truth.
He kept his oath. The people would not believe the games that are played there.
Right. The reason they're doing this, Bill, and I've said this before, you and I have this giant raid can, and they're scurrying because they know we're a big threat. They see Cruz as a threat, and Lee, and Paul, and all the good guys, and you know that's what's going on. Louis Gohmert, Justin Amash, there's a few in the House that are decent also. And those people are also Tea Party people. They can't stand the Tea Party bill because they know that it's a giant threat to their power and their seat of power. Oh, yeah. They're running like cockroaches. You know,
I've got to give a kudos to Mr. Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Yep.
Because when they started, the big wigs started to go after Cruz, Sessions stepped up there and took them on. They all just shut up.
Good. And you
know
what?
The Master of the Universe debacle where he made an ass, total ass, out of Ted Kennedy, Harry Reid, and John McCain.
Yep. So here's what we need to do. We all need to go get some big raid cans and hang on to them, and then we need to get an extra one for each of the others and send them to our representatives and say, now, use it. Grow a pair and stand up there and get rid of these roaches. It's ridiculous. Tired of it all. I'm serious.
Well, you know what? You look at right now. Right now would have been a perfect time to have stepped out here and said, okay, unions, you got betrayed. You got screwed over. Now it's time to stand with us as Americans, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. It's time to stand with us. You
That's
know what
absolutely
we were talking
true.
About all along, because you got screwed.
Well, you know that Jefferson and Washington both said that a two-party system will destroy the republic. It'll absolutely be a nail in the coffin of it. So they knew. They warned us. They tried to tell us. But do we listen? No. You know, it's just people. I'm telling you, Bill, when you talk, it goes, and Terry is right when she talks about this stuff. It goes back to education. And I mean, we don't have enough time right now to go around educating the kids and the teens and the rest and the youngins and even the old ones who've been indoctrinated. And they have. Huh?
We need some common sense.
Exactly. We need some backbone and common sense, and we need lots of our constitutions in our hands in every damn history book we can get our hands on, if you can carry them, and start speaking the truth. And then, you know, when the dust settles, then you can open up the schoolhouses and start teaching people the truth again. Because this is going to be a mess, you know.
Oh, then you have Mr. Sabia steps up and says, this is going to make your payments as low as $100 a month.
She's such a liar.
You got a $5,200 deductible.
She's such a liar. I mean, it is just, it's believable. I mean,
Linda, we can spread it and spread it. But until the people see it in action, they ain't going to get it. The entire bill had nothing to do with health care. It was about control.
Yep.
And when they start coming in your homes under the health care bill, when they start telling you what you can have in your yards and in your house under the health care bill, when they start telling you how much water you can use and how many times you can flush a toilet and things under the health care bill,
right.
When they start charging you extra money because you have a gun because they've been in your house and saw it under the health care.
Now they ain't
bill.
Getting in mine. See, I'm on Medicare. They can't force me to do any exchanges. I'm already in one. Disgusting. Oh God. I tell you. I know. No. That's why Ron said let.
I got 15 grandkids, Linda.
I know.
And I can't tell you what it does inside me to see what they're doing to this country.
I know.
And what they're doing to my grandkids' future.
It's pretty frightening. It absolutely is. I mean, look what they're doing to...
Well, they want to run police checks on all of our own people and keep track of their records for employment and stuff, but you can't bring up an illegal's record.
Oh, it's and what they're doing in California right now with the illegal alien invasion, it's beyond words. I can't
well,
even.
They're violating the immigration laws anyway. The law says you can't have a sanctuary city. They have a sanctuary state.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I mean, it started out with L.A., San Diego, Sacramento, and San Francisco. Now it's the whole state. Oh, absolutely. It's disgusting. And they started this stuff, 20 or 40 years ago they did this nonsense. And nobody was wise to it.
When California wrote, oh, Jerry Brown's raising taxes to balance the budget. Bull crap. You couldn't raise enough taxes to balance your budget.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I know. It's a lost cause, this state. I feel sorry for it. Just can't get out yet. So I'm kind of stuck, but all I can do is do what I can do and pray and keep ordering stuff. As long as they'll let me do it. And if not, I'll be doing a 2-hour drive to Yuma and getting it over there.
We keep
and I will,
all
too.
All this PC crap and stuff all the time. Well, if we're going to have PC, then I want something done about people like Harry Reid that get the fair and spouting off lies and slandering the Tea Party and the American people.
Right. I know. And look at the traitor Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn from Texas. All these people are absolutely, they're lying to their constituents through their teeth, day in and day out. They're going to do whatever they want to keep their power and hang out with the establishment.
You got them going to their town hall meetings, and when they're asked about their health care, they say, oh, they're in the same laws with them. Bald-faced lying to their members, to their constituents. Lying.
And they're lying about the cloture, and they're lying about the votes, they're lying about the rules of the Senate to their constituents. And they're trying to pull the wool over their eyes, and they're doing a damn good job, but it's evil. And a lot of the times now, the people are figuring it out, and they're not putting up with it anymore, and I'm glad. And the more people who stand up and speak, and when you get a situation like that poor guy that was talking against Common Core in his meeting, and the guy arrests him, this is nonsense. You have to have it's too bad that gentleman didn't know what was going to happen, because if he'd have had at least 20 of his friends peppered throughout the room who could have stood up and helped him, and have 2 or 3 of them go up to that damn whoever was leading that board meeting and say, you get that cop out of here right now and tell him his services are no longer needed this evening. I mean, and just say, or we're all walking out and you're going to get fired and you're not going to have a job real soon, buddy. And I would have threatened him with taking all the kids out. Huh?
How do you really fire the
government? The government people, they don't really get fired. If they do something bad, they don't get fired. They just get placed somewhere else.
Whatever. Yeah, I know. They're like roaches, and then they just go multiply, and then they go find another place to spring up at. Oh, yeah. I know what they are.
They just get placed somewhere else, and they keep the same job. What's the point of that?
Lois Lerner gets to retire. And then you can't catch the benefits after that, even if she gets found guilty of something.
It's horrible. And you can't fire these teachers.
You know, there that is. You can't touch their government funding if they get arrested and put in prison. But if you're a regular person and, like, you're on Social Security or something, you got busted and got put in prison, they would take your Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. If they have a mind to, absolutely.
They're not listening. Doc was dead right. Ted Cruz was dead right.
Yeah, he
said
they're
not
listening
to the people. But the sad part is, most of the people ain't paying attention anyway.
Well, the ones who are, Ted was talking about the ones who are speaking at the town halls. That's who he was referring to, like you and me and the Tea Party and those who want what's right for the for their families. He was exactly right on that. He just didn't break down into numbers and factions. That's all, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, a few years ago, 2006, April the 20th, a friend of mine, Don Gamble, from Seymour, Indiana, designed a flyer. Basically what it said, it was asking people to come out to a rally, or speak out against illegal immigration. Well, apparently none of the Hispanics could read it. They just read the top of it, and it looked official. And thousands of them fled out of the factories and stuff around a 3 or 4 county area here. Well, the American people are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You could read, you could put a page up there, they'll only read one sentence.
Oh, yeah, they can't. They can't. There's no attention span. It's zero or 12 seconds, somewhere around there. Yeah, it's not. It's like maybe one sentence or two, and that's it. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the chemtrails. I don't know.
I don't know either. I get frustrated because I wasn't the guy to pay that much attention. But heck, I didn't realize how much more attention I paid than 90% of the public paid.
Oh yeah,
I always
absolutely
thought I was behind.
Oh no, so you. You're far from that. I mean, from what I understand, I know you've been studying this stuff too, right along with everybody else. So,
well,
you know,
I got
like,
people that can tell you I'm an insomniac. I'm up most of the night, and I'm reading all night long. I actually read these bills. I have to reread a lot of them because of how they write stuff. Is
I know, I know, it's
and
horrible.
Everything they write, they have a way out of.
Oh yeah.
I dealt with union contracts. Up prior to
mm-hmm.
going to where I'm at now, and even there, I saw it there where you write something to be, so you can bend it and take it either way, and we have that with our elected and our laws.
Oh sure, don't think about. Well, you know, like Ron said the other
day, Ron could elaborate on that about the laws and how they go both ways.
It's so bad.
We have a law system that works for part of the people, but not the other part of the people. If you're poor and you can't afford a lawyer, they appoint you a pauper attorney. That pauper attorney makes no attempt to do crap.
That's right.
The guy who actually designed the program for pauper attorneys said that was not how it was designed. These people are supposed to put as much effort out in a case like that as they would in a pain case. And they
right.
do get paid by the state. They just don't get the big bucks that they actually want.
Exactly. Well, there are a few that are decent, I would imagine. But, you know, I think that one
they
I sent you that on actually defending yourself in any situation, they don't like you to do that because... I think you can. Didn't Nadal Hassan be his own attorney?
Yep.
I think
yeah.
he was. Yeah, and that was a capital murder case, wasn't it?
Yes.
So if that's the case, then apparently there are places where you can still do in propria persona for yourself, and that way you're not handing over your sovereignty and your rights to a third party. Which, if they're barristers, and they are, they'll screw you six ways to Sunday, because the whole outcome is for the state.
I'm pretty sure Ron has represented himself a few times.
I hope he has, because he's probably smarter than those clowns.
Well, yeah,
and he said...
He's told
yeah,
us about it.
He said the other day on my show that, you know, he says, give them everything they want, give them all their crap, give them their health care, give them their immigration... Give them everything they ask for, and then it will blow up. You give them enough rope, and they will hang themselves. And it will derail down into anarchy, and then we can take over because that's exactly what I think is going to happen. Because I think there's enough of us. I absolutely do. When you start looking at the people and the quality of people who actually own guns, because I'll bet you dollars to donuts that there ain't too many libtards who own guns. They're scared to death of them. They're idiots. So that's their choice, but you know what? I'm telling you, you look at those numbers, Bill, you know how many folks are hunters and how many have them and how many's out there and who primarily who the people are.
I have this thing about math. It's I don't know what you would call it, but if I see numbers, I'm compulsive. I can't help but add them up, divide them, whatever. I just can't
yeah.
help it. I could tell you when I was in school, I could tell you how many dots was in the ceiling, how many steps, how many squares was in the floor in the hallways and stuff. I can go to when we go to the grocery store, I can usually add it up faster in my head than they can typing it into the machine or using their little scanners into the machine. As soon as it goes up there, I'm tally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My kids was like, well, how did you get that way?
It's a gift.
Said, well, but a lot of it was the simple fact that I had people around me, my Aunt Judy, my Aunt Brenda, my Aunt Sue.
Mm-hmm.
I had my grandfather and my grandmother. I had my mother and my father. I was the only child around at the time. And my little sister, she's like 5 years younger than me, so see, I had people who influenced me and worked with me. And that's what we don't see today because parents, the way everything is set up, you don't get that time. They don't get that time with their kids like they should. When they work 10, 12 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week, the Japanese style, Series Z, when that came and destroyed the 40-hour work week and you're home with your family and this and that, now everything's dedicated. Your life's supposed to be dedicated to the factory and your family takes second fiddle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's by design, I'm sure. Well, now
oh, yeah.
With the
you can look
with
that
the
up.
Layoffs, now it's not going to be that way. It won't be that way anymore because you only get 29 hours a week under Obamacare.
Well,
so,
the factories still work their people 40 hours.
I still get 40.
The bigger factories, I figure. I don't know who else is going to get a break out of this. Like I said last night, I can show you where Harry Reid's been working behind the scenes to get a exemption for the entire state of Nevada from the health care bill.
How is he doing that? How is he planning on getting that through?
I have no idea. I don't know how Indiana got it, really, except that we went to court. I know that there was a court deal on it. How Indiana got to do it was because
God,
we have a pretty significant health care system right now.
So here, Harry Reid looks like obviously a two-headed snake at this point. That guy, what a schmendrick. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. he's just, I don't know. I'm surprised because he's so old and ugly and bitter and evil. I don't know
he's
how he stands at the podium.
He's from Nevada.
God.
And Nevada
and
makes how much income off of gambling.
I know. Now, Nevada, for the most part, is a lot of desert out there. But, you know, I'm pretty close to Vegas. I've gone there many times. I enjoy it because it's like an adult Disneyland. I don't go that often because it's expensive. But, you know, and I don't care. Let them have their fun. And they make money, and they have
I went many years ago. I was in the service. I went to Vegas. And I won a pretty good chunk of money playing solitaire. But that, again, you'd have to know me and me with cards and all this and that.
Yeah.
Chad will verify. I'm not a guy you'd want to try to cheat at cards.
Oh, no.
It's because of mathematics. It has,
right.
And I tried to explain it to them, and I'll show them things, and they're like, oh, my God. And I said, everything in this world is based on mathematics.
Yep, it is.
And
it's an exact science.
To be weakening the way our children learn mathematics, and to throw all the chaos into mathematics that they're going to throw is in itself an insult to education.
It's an insult to the universe, and it's criminal. And they're doing, you know, they're doing it on purpose. They want to dumb these kids down. They want these Common Core, Cisco, data mining, indoctrination, green this, green that, hate oil, hate capitalism. They're lying to them. And they're propagandizing them every single day.
How many years ago do you think that saying, follow the money, came out?
I don't know.
Exactly. But the problem is, people don't follow the money. If you follow who was going to get wealthy off of the carbon exchanges and the climate deal, you would understand that it was a scam.
Right.
And it's the same way with a lot of these other things. If you actually follow who's going to profit here and there the most out of all this.
Sure.
For how many years now, Linda, have I been saying that the three pillars that we had to look out for of Agenda 21 was the crashing of the economy, the weakening of our defenses, and the destruction of our culture.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've done, and the education system, and the illegal immigration, and, of course, nationalizing everything, and nationalizing health care, and the media going out and spewing out lies daily, hourly, minute by minute. So, and that's part of the culture, you're right.
You know what I know, Linda, that if the health care bill crashes, that's a big kick.
Yes.
In the privates to Agenda 21. A big one,
it's,
because it's going to take out all the control measures that are in that health care bill.
But what they're doing here, and when you look at the Agenda 21 in California, it's from San Francisco Bay Area all the way down to Chula Vista, I'm telling you, Bill, they're doing with SANDAG and ABAG and all these NGOs and public-private partnerships and ICLEI, and they have brainwashed the entire populace of this state just about, except for the 5% of conservatives, I think, that are still left here. I'm not kidding. And they're doing the transportation systems. They're doing it all. I'm going to send you the stuff that... Go ahead.
18 miles away from me in Seymour, Indiana, they're doing it right now. They got a project for housing going up and stuff.
Yep.
And it's
yep.
part of... if you look at who all's involved, it's all part of the county comprehensive plan. Read
exactly.
it. You would understand why... The people would understand why they're doing it. And then if you look at who all was involved in drafting this plan and stuff.
Sure.
Who all signed on to it. And
here's the thing. People cannot connect the dots. I mean, it's not just about money in this situation, because you know that the higher ups want total control, and they're out to get it. So what I have some stuff from my friend Mike Contactor. He's like you. He stays up late night. He's on that machine. I'm going to send everything I have. He's been fighting A21 in his town, Marcos, for as long as I can remember. And you, if you have time and you get insomnia, you read this. It will blow your mind what they are doing. And this is just a couple towns over from me. And they're doing it in all of them. They're doing it in mine, Vista, all of them. I know what they're up to. So,
well, we do too around here. There's a lot of us awake. We're talking amongst ourselves, and we're making our plans. You know, if we...
Yep.
You always got to do that. I don't care. I do that anyway. I'm compulsive, like I said. I have a bad time. If I hear people arguing, I have to hear both sides, and I have to look at it from all different ways before I can say or make a judgment on something. And if I say something that's wrong, I'm man enough to come back and say I was wrong.
Good.
But I put a lot of stuff out there the last 7 years.
Sure.
Never thought in my life I'd be doing this.
I know.
I got Chad here, and I got Lonnie on the line, and both of them can tell you, I'm not the guy you would have thought would be doing this.
Right. Well, I know that you guys are...
We all, it's like you, Linda. Did anybody think you would be doing what you're doing?
I didn't think so either. Half my family thinks I'm completely bonkers. So, you know, that's where that sits. My sister kind of, you know, she's okay with it, but I don't know. I
don't think any of us, very few of us, would have had an inkling that we were going to be out here fighting the government.
Right.
With
right.
Websites and protests, through the internet, radio shows and stuff.
I know.
I don't think any of us that could have foresaw that. But I think every one of us, this is just my opinion, but I think every one of us had that thing inside us that said, if we don't stand up, who will?
Oh, exactly. I mean, just like there was only one woman who stood up with that guy in Baltimore, and the next time something like that happens and everybody in the room gets arrested, and then you wonder, why are they doing this? Because nobody stood up before. That's why. Just like in Germany, you know, they came for the Catholics first. Okay. You know, that's what they do. And nobody stands up, and then, you know, then it's Valkyrie time, and then the damn bomb doesn't work. It's sick. It's really sick. So everybody waits till the last minute.
There's been other incidents over school board meetings and stuff about this Common Core, where the one person called 911 because she thought it was getting out of hand, and it all was because they wasn't they wasn't backing down, and they wasn't. They were telling. They knew the people that were talking to them actually knew more about Common Core than the school administrator did.
Oh wow!
And then when they had a second meeting, she walked out when the videotape was shown.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going to be walking into the Lion's Den on the 16th because. Know that it's a pre-planned meeting with stakeholders, and they're going to have some phony facilitator and want a predetermined outcome, and they're not going to let people speak. I hope my girlfriend Chris Meinson comes, because that girl, you know, she'll go ahead right up to the wall. They arrest her. She don't care. She says, "I'm not going to shut up." And I said,
"I'll
good
you
for
what.
You."
Chad's out there every day in the public, and Chad's out there every day talking. I have never met Chad's boss yet, but I told Chad I want to meet him and I want to talk to him, because when Chad always comes home, he's always got a couple of questions. Well, if I'm there, the guy can ask me, and I can give it to him straight.
Sure.
But the idea that Chad's out there every day, and he's doing that, and he's contacted I don't know how many people, and I tell you, the response he gets is amazing.
I've only had one bad response.
Yeah,
okay, that's not bad.
That was a liberal idiot. But yeah, most everybody he's talked to is always, they agree, they understand, they're right, and heck, some of them have been yeah, wanting to join our group and everything. He's got to take our stuff out there this week. And you know, with Lonnie here. I'm proud of how this little area, Hickville, Indiana, down in this area.
Yeah.
We're just a few miles north of where Larry Bird is from, so we're Hicks from that area too. And but the response of the people around that are waking up here is amazing. And I'm thinking if they're waking up here, they got to be waking up other places.
Absolutely. Well, you know. Many parts of Texas are very pro-conservative and libertarian.
And
of course, there's Austin, and there's others.
Are strict liberal. Look at Houston, where they're banning church.
Oh, I know. Austin and Houston, absolutely. There's all those pockets because those people have drifted for the job out of these blue-tard states, and then they're going there and destroying those areas. That's what's going on. And you all know that that's going to happen.
On the internet, it shows Indiana as a blue state.
Oh, no.
And I can't believe that because
oh my God,
we actually have a stronger conservative body elected here in Indiana than Texas has.
Oh, my gosh.
Our GOP can pretty much do things at will.
Wow.
Governor, the Senate.
Right.
And our other house, they're all GOP led, and they're veto proof.
Well, I wonder if that was a mistake. Oh my gosh! Wow. You know, I think we have to look at the source where we get these maps from. So, you know, I don't know. But
also
I know that
there in Indiana is we're a red state surrounded by blue states.
Exactly. Oh, I know.
I've asked for a border fence.
That's funny. Oh God. And Border Patrol. What was I gonna say? The one gal that I went target shooting with, she gave me some links for bug out preparedness, and I haven't had a chance because I've been so busy. It's been hell week for me. I've been running errands. I've been running all over town. Trying to keep up with Ted Cruz's deal, our radio shows, and everything else. It's just been nuts. So, but it's interesting because there's people sending me stuff on militias, people sending me stuff on, you know, firearms, where to go, Yuma gun shows. I mean, it's just amazing. People are tired of it. And this is in California, people are sending me this stuff because they know.
I feel bad. In the talking last night with Mike and stuff, but I gotta get Mike to understand. There's just I'm not gonna tell everything over the air.
No.
And I don't have an attitude that I'm just quit. I can't quit. I don't know how. I was never taught to quit.
Yeah, good for you. No, and I know that you have got so many fabulous irons in the fire on how to, you know, do survival and all that stuff. A lot of it's training and a lot of it's second nature for you guys. It's fabulous. And you guys have the perfect setup where you are and where you can get to. So you're very, very lucky. I don't know how many miles I would have to drive to try to, you know, but I have no idea. I'm just, and I couldn't go anywhere without my mom anyway, so I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll just take it one day at a time. Huh?
I said I disagree. I agree with Doc, what he just wrote in the chat room. I agree with him 100%. Solve the problem. He said, quote, unquote, 2,000 miles long, 20,000 troops, 10 per mile, 6-foot high chain link fence with razor wire. Problem solved.
I say laser fence. Ashes are easy to clean up.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
You guys are good.
Exactly.
Everybody, be blessed. Have a great night. Never forget. Put that political crap to the side. We're all Americans. We're all brothers and sisters, and we got to look after each other.
God bless.
Are we signing off?
Yes.
Okay, guys. God bless.
We got a half hour, don't we?
Yep. Still have a half hour, brother.
Still got 28 minutes. Chad's freaking me out.
He says it doesn't.
Hey, I didn't say a word. You were.
I said it. I apologize.
Keep on talking.
Oh, we can keep going, right?
I kind of
turned
my back to the
48 minutes.
I'm sideways to the computer, so I wasn't looking.
Yeah, you're 28.
Oh, good.
Good.
Good. You know, there's the part that what I was saying there when I was signing off kind of about looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Do you really think politicians are going to look out for you the way your neighbors and your family will?
Oh, my gosh,
no.
They're
now, I understand the problems in the cities and stuff, but you still got family.
Yep, I do. The only thing is they're stuck in the middle of these god-awful gated communities. Bill, you've been to cities. You know what I'm talking about. This is I'm a sitting duck. I mean, there's nowhere to... I literally would have to bug out of here and leave this and go east to whatever mountains I could find or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're not in a very good place.
Oh, I'm in a mess. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And my whole family's in these cities. I mean, even on the coast. And look,
wow.
You're trapped by water on one deal, and then you got the only way to get anywhere is on these main thoroughfares. There's very few back roads. I mean, I may have to do some road tripping real soon to find out where everything is, but, you know, on my list, definitely. Yeah, it's scary. And I'm not even sure how I'd have to get one of them trailers, you know. What do you call them? They're like cargo trailers. Figure out how to hitch that thing up and just load it. Just bail. Wow,
then
scary.
It's getting out deep enough and far enough and hiding it.
You won't need everything.
Huh?
You won't need everything. We got
I know.
If you get to here, your crap will be transferred to mules and gone.
I know. I can't.
There's
see,
no
the thing is.
Where we're going.
Yes, I know. I know that. The problem here is I got so much dang stuff. I mean, God. Oh, you have no clue. I'm so messed up. There's no way to pare down unless, you know. But we have to just play it by ear.
If you come after any of the three of us, you're going to find out what next to kin means.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I know. You guys are, I was down there at Boomer's place, and you kept showing me all that stuff that was going on and showing me all the landscape and everything else and showing me the maps. And I've been to Delaney twice and stuff, so I get the picture. I understand why and
you know,
how. And
it's a simple life down in here. People do especially out in the smaller towns and areas and stuff, and people do, their families do look after their family, and the neighbors do look after each other and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's why I choose to live here instead of in the cities. I've been to Indianapolis. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Memphis. I've been to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to L.A. And I've been 25 different countries. And
right.
I always come back to where I'm at because there's no place like here.
Yeah, and, you know, well, this is that's how you were nurtured, and it makes sense. It's almost part of your DNA.
Oh.
So it makes sense. Now, let's say we had normal times, which we don't, and, you know, and things, thank God, right now are peaceful. I can sit on my patio and enjoy the sunshine, and nobody's coming after me with the FEMA trucks yet. But back when we were growing up and stuff, I didn't know any of these things, and I also didn't feel fearful. There was a lot more freedom back then. Of course, we didn't have 9/11 and all the rest of the nonsense. And, you know, I enjoyed the city because I could go places easily. I could go to the movie theater, and I could go to the real theater, and I could take ballet class and, you know, that kind of stuff. And when I was old enough, I could go to the bars, and not really. When you're 21, that's it. So I wasn't afraid of it. You know what I mean? Now I'm terrified because I know what could happen when that thin veil of civility breaks down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I can't have the best of both worlds yet.
When everything goes to crashing, there's going to be major chaos.
I know.
And
I know.
That I fear the most is people losing control and murdering each other and this and that, thinking that they're not going to make it and this and that.
Right.
You don't got to murder people. Lean on each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, look, everyone's going to have to make split-second decisions, Bill. If somebody's coming to my house and's got a red bandana on and they've got a machete, what do you think I'm going to do? I mean,
I hope you're going to do that question later.
If they're coming to my house and they got a machete, they're in trouble.
That's what I'm saying. You have to know the people who are actually hungry and just want something from you, you know, because they're starving, between that and the one that's going to actually take your life. So those
I'm
are
reach
those
over
are
here beside me, Linda, in the corner, and grab my katana and whack this whoever he is up with my sword.
What I'm saying is, I got a couple things that'll, you know, squash the one with the machete pretty quickly. But, you know, because like I said in the chat room, and I know Ron got a kick out of it, I said, I'm not bringing a gun to a caliphate. I mean, a knife to a caliphate. Yeah.
Well, no, I would.
So, you know, this you got to be mentally prepared as well as having, you know, the means to do it with. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not just our government doesn't listen to the people. People don't listen to people.
Oh, I know.
Everybody's too big a hurry or too much into their own thing and stuff. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to be concerned about nothing. You
well,
still get people tell you, oh, they can't do that. Crap.
Yeah, what? You say what? I know. It's. I know. And the other thing is, I get the other ones, they put their head in the sand on purpose because they really cannot handle the truth. They don't want it. They don't want to live on, you know, tranquilizer pills just because of the reality of the mess. But, you know, it's going to be a lot worse when it blindsides them. It's going to be a lot worse when they're so ill-prepared and it just hits them like a ton of bricks, don't you think? I mean, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe I think different than they do, but
well,
wow.
We're going to have a food problem coming up.
Oh, God. Oh.
And
I know.
You know, and a lot of it is, to be honest, we grow more food than the world eats, but we waste more food than we need. To be wasteful.
True.
Be too wasteful.
I got enough food running around here in the woods.
Well, you know, actually, my tomatoes today, I was noticing they're doing quite well. So, and also my basil plant. So before the season goes over, I'm going to be making some really cool marinara sauce, and I'm going to be freezing
cool.
The best that I can. I'm just going to cook it down because I'm not buying Prego and Ragu no more because them is on the GMO list.
Well,
they are. Huh?
I try to eat nothing but natural stuff from around the area.
I still got that's good. Old,
Chad said he still had Yo's spaghetti balls frozen.
Oh, those are so good. I think Nick put them together.
I've already had two dinners of it.
Damn, I'm going to have to go down to his house now.
You know what? I love to cook, you guys. I've got some awesome recipes. So if and when the day comes I get to get back there, we are going to have dinner parties that the likes. Okay, we'll still have
Lonnie was a cook.
Wow. I love
yeah,
and I
Lonnie was a captain's cook in the Navy, weren't you?
Yeah. That's why I just sent on there a season there.
Right.
I said I'm burned out. I was a captain's cook in the Navy for 6 years.
Cool.
When I went overseas, I didn't go in the bars and stuff. I'd meet people, and they had either a girlfriend or a husband that would be a cook, and they'd introduce me to them, and I'd sit back there and watch them cook and learn more. So I learned different recipes from Italian,
awesome.
Greek, French.
Great.
So, yeah,
nice.
I like to bake. I like
and
bake.
I also know how to bake. I can do baking. And somehow we must have some generators because my KitchenAid's coming with me. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, guys. Got to have my convenience.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'll don't repeat it about Rod.
There's so much stuff that you can cook outside on a grill.
I know, but you can't whip stuff up like them things. Those are fabulous. Oh my God, I love it! Oh, I got my ammo. It's coming right now. Yay! I ordered double. Got my UPS right in front of me. This is fabulous. That was there. I'm still apparently in California allowed to do it. Stupid bastards.
Well,
thank you.
You know,
have a great
there again. I think it's going to get to a point. It did during the Depression years, where people did start depending on people more than they did the government stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And neighbors. We've had a government that's done its best to divide us in any way that it can.
Yes.
To keep us divided so that we don't unite on anything. Because if we ever unite on something, the government is going to be in deep trouble.
Yep.
We're going to expose their... They will all be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk about the carbon exchanges, but I think that it should be listed to the public. Every investment an elected officer makes while sitting in office, so you can tell if they're using insider trading and investing, and if so, that should be a crime.
Yep. Well,
stop that. From the local level to the top, if you can stop that and actually enforce laws against it, you will take the government down to the pegs it should be.
That they work for us.
Right. You'll take, they won't be so self-serving if they can't get wealthy off of it.
Yeah, there's no reason for all these this whole deal to be the way it is. Oh, absolutely. That's why Mikey B. and Ron say, just get rid of every one of them. Don't even try to salvage any of these clowns. I'm kind of with them on that.
You know, for Ted Cruz to stand there the other night, and they just pretty much tell you how Washington worked. You know they're going to, both parties are going to be doing their best to get rid of this guy. They'll treat him like they did Alan West in Florida.
We'll take him.
Oh, I'd love to have him. I'd like to have I'll trade Todd Young for either one of them.
Yeah, I think that I actually think this is a feather in his cap, and Mike Lee's and Sessions and Rand Paul, you know, because there's very right now, we know that there's a lot of establishment schmucks and they seem to outnumber. I don't know if that, you know, it seems like it, but the public's not buying it no more. So I think we've got a shot in 2014. As far as 2016, the presidential, whether it's Ted Cruz, I mean, that would be a blessing. But if they put something like Hildebeest in there, that's, you know, it's done. And I kind of go a little bit with Ron and Mike that it's irrelevant because everything's so far down. When they're talking on the financial economy, I think they're right because if it goes, it don't matter. I mean, it's going to be a mess. You know that.
I got to tell you, Linda, I look at the numbers, and it's already gone. You cannot pay the interest on what you owe, let alone the principal. And you're going to borrow more? The whole idea they're saying we're going to pay the government. You're borrowing more money.
I know.
You're borrowing.
What he's focusing on these people who, like, Real Econ TV and all these guys and people who talk about this stuff, what they're looking at is not this huge debt, you know, the debt clock or anything like that. They're looking at everything going away from the dollar, and these countries are dumping it. And so someday we're going to wake up, and there will be no dollar. It will be zero, and the banks will be bankrupt. Every single one of them will close their doors.
Last week, China started buying oil with the yuan instead of the dollar.
Right, and they use Iran uses gold. They're all doing it. This has been going on for some time. They're making their own deals. So once this happens, I'm telling you, every bank in this country, whether it's a little one on your corner or the big one in New York City, they're going to close, and they're not going to open their doors, and you ain't going to get your money out of the little ATM machine. It's going to crash. And what the hell do you – that's when the S is going to hit the fan, and that's what they're talking about. And this is what I fear, and I think that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
and
I don't see no way out of the crap. I don't see
no way
out of that. I could now, and it would take me a few minutes to do it, but I could I'll tell you how I look at it, and I can exceed $30 trillion. It's going to exceed $30 trillion in debt. It's at 16. It's actually over 16, but they've kept it blocked with their new crap they're doing. If you still go to the future, you still see in 2016 it's going to be over around $23 trillion. So them telling you that they're going to increase the debt limit and it ain't going to match that $23 trillion, well, you should know they're scamming you.
It's all fake. It's all debt anyway. You know, and it's a mess.
$221 trillion of unfunded debt.
It's crazy. Oh, I know. So I'm going to let you guys wrap it up, and I'm going to go back to the chat room and kind of let you sign off, and I want to say God bless you guys for helping Terry and everybody, and we'll just keep doing this, and we'll get some young people on Fridays and whatever we want to do. So we'll get it done.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, have fun. Thank you for opening up the studio. Good night.
You're welcome. Linda. God bless. Yeah, folks, we just got to pull together. We're all American family. We got to pull together. We're being taken to the cleaners by our elected in both parties. We got to pull together. Things are going to get rough because of the things that our elected have tried to pull, trying to gain more power and control over our lives, over us. We got to stand together. We got to get together and speak out. We got to stand together when they're trying to bilk us out of millions and billions of dollars, that we got to stand together when they attack us. We got to stand together and make them just as the laws apply to them just as much as they do to us. We got to stand together and stop them from skimming and scamming us through inside investing and trading while they're sitting in office. So they have control over what goes where and this and that. We got to stand together for our Christian brothers and sisters out there who are being attacked. Their very values and principles are being attacked here, but who are around the world are being murdered. We got to stand together when it comes to them genetically altering food, turning food more into a poison than a food. We got to stand together when they come to take our guns. We got to stand together when they start telling us how much water we can use and can't use. We got to stand together when they try to scam us out of billions of dollars through a
a fake man-made global warming. We just got to stand together. And if we all stand together as Americans, there ain't nothing we can't do. Nothing we can't accomplish. But there's a right way and there's a wrong way. The wrong way is to be led down a path that's going to be total enslavement where you have no rights, no say, no freedoms, nothing. The right way would be by standing together and working together and looking out for each other. You got anything, brother?
He's covered everything I was thinking on my mind.
You got anything, Lonnie?
I agree, man. We got to stick together. We're not going to have nothing. We're going to have a damn piss to pot in.
The kids.
About what it is.
Yeah, we got to stand together to protect the children's futures.
Yep, I agree. And we can't teach them unless they want to learn and we go out there and find them.
But I kind of think we'd be better off in some cases to, when a kid goes in to learn math, there ain't no electronic gadgets in there. You're going to have to learn to do it on pencil and paper and in your head.
I tell my boys and girl does it. I do it on a keyboard.
We can't let them change. We can't let them alter the history to make America look so evil and bad and make this progressive ideology, which is some might as well be Satanism.
It's bad.
We got to stop it.
Yep, I agree, man. I agree 100%.
We live in a country where, depending upon our own desire within our hearts, our own drive, our own initiative, if you want it bad enough and are willing to work to earn it, you can get it. They're trying to take that ability away. Did you see the thing in California where now they're going to fine you if your team beats another team by too many points?
That's a crime.
They're trying to make you not, don't be scoring and stuff and getting a high score against the other teams. So the team feels good, feels better. You know, it's called competition for a reason. And it is a sport. I think it would be better sportsmanship that if you got beat by 35, 45 points, you got beat. You still go shake the person's hand.
Yep.
And if you win by 35, 45 points, you humble yourself and you go over and you thank the other guy for a good game anyway.
Right.
This whole progressive ideology, if you look at California and you don't live, you're not from California, unless you're a total moron, you wouldn't want to be there at all. Business-wise, hell no. You go there, they're taking away from the ones who do work and giving it to illegals. And to others who are just too damn lazy to work.
I'm watching the chat room. I agree with Mom to an extent. Says we have to learn to stand alone if we want to be able to stand together. But I also agree with Linda 100%. Self-reliance is great, economy, in many other ways. But you still have to, it's still good to have good friends that can help you along. That's what it's all about.
That's
family.
That's what
we were brought up on. That's what we
I
brought up on.
I may not be there when that happens to you, but if you get a hold of me, I'll help get you out.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
But like I said, we were brought up to help each other. I mean, that's just the way we were brought up. Family's family. If you touch one, you got to worry about 300 others. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's just the way we were brought up.
And we all bring all our friends into our family.
Yep. I've got kids that aren't even my kids and call me dad, just like you do. There's so many.
If I didn't have nothing in this house to eat, I could call my neighbor Chad, or I could call my neighbor Joe. And they'd make sure I had a sandwich. And they all know the same thing. If they didn't have nothing, they know they could call me, and I'd make sure they had a sandwich. Something, you know. And that's how we pretty much are on a lot of things out in this where I live, the area where I live, and it's how most of us have been brought up.
Exactly.
We look out for our neighbors. My neighbor's gone, I watch out for their property. Well, if I'll be my mom, because it's the only one I can see. But if I know somebody was going around my neighbor's houses, I'd be over, what the hell do you think you're doing? And my neighbors are the same way. I know people pulled up here when I haven't been here, and Chad's been right over here around the corner checking to see who they were. That's neighbors looking out for neighbors.
That's what it's all about.
We've all got together several times, had big old cookouts or something. Neighbors being friendly to their neighbors.
You know, look what we do in October. I mean, how many people do you know do that?
Oh, yeah.
And we don't just invite family. We have friends. Friends from work, friends from the streets, whoever we meet, tell them about it. Hey, come out here. It's free. We're just having a blast. That's what
well,
we
you know,
do.
Yeah, but you just said the same. We do this for free.
And we do it because we like to do it.
We get a kick at it. We love to do it. We like how it excites the kids, and we make sure they get that we have candy bags there that's been checked and everything to make sure there ain't nothing in them and nobody's trying to harm the kids. And,
we know. This is why it started, to make sure that those kids did not get candy. When all that shit started, where they were putting razor blades and apples and shit. That way, we knew our kids were safe. We knew that when that kid ate candy at the end of the haunted house, that was candy that those kids weren't going to get hurt by.
Exactly, and it's a sad world where you got to worry about those kinds of things.
Yeah,
you're always going to have that problem. I mean, since man has been on the planet, man has killed man. Way before there was ever a gun, man was killing man. I mean, heck, where out area I live at, people like the arrowhead hunt and stuff, but those long arrows were used to kill other men. You know,
I've got a pretty good question.
It's the people. The gun's only, you know, it's only as deadly as a person who's got it in their hand.
Guns don't kill people.
Got anything else?
And I also find it odd that all these people that do all these shootings are liberals.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
No, you know, I just want everybody to have a good life, a happy life, and be content. I'm not wishing you to be billionaires, no. Because this money's not really wealth. Wealth is how many do you got that you love and love you. And I can tell you, I know I'm sitting with Chad, and I know Lonnie, and I know many of these others out here. You got a lot of people that love you and that you love. You can't buy that. No amount of money can buy that. That's real. Everybody, have a good night. Look out for each other, and God bless you.
God bless y'all. And I'm going to leave it at this. Here we go.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago of the kingdom on the mountain and the valley both below. On the mountain was a treasure buried. For their very own. brothers, we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried there.
I'm out.